Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jonathan Chen, representing the Asian Liver Center at Stanford University. And today, I'll be talking to you about our model catch-up immunization and education project in Qinghai, China. Objectives for our project were to identify strategies for educating students about hepatitis B, generating ideas about training public health officials and teachers in China about hepatitis B awareness and prevention. Education was a big portion in our project because we wanted our project to be sustainable once we left the region. And finally, to assess the effectiveness of catch-up vaccination and education in rural China. A little background about Qinghai. The majority of our project took place here, and we chose this region for several reasons. One is because of their low socioeconomic status. The families there generally are pretty poor and are not able to afford the vaccinations for their children. 18% chronic HBV prevalence, HBV short for hepatitis B. In Asia, or in China, on average, there is a 1 in 10 prevalence of chronic hepatitis B, but in this region, the statistic is nearly double that. Many children born before 2005 are not protected by the national hepatitis B policy. Children born now in China are given the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. However, the students that we have targeted were not given these vaccines and were not protected by the national policy. The lack of education leads to discrimination. In 2003, there was a case in which a man who was a shoo-in for a candidate as a civil officer. As part of the government's policy, there's a mandatory blood test, a mandatory screening that all candidates must take before applying for the position. And lo and behold, the blood test came back positive for hepatitis B, and he was rejected for his position. Unfortunately, this man went off to kill two of the workers in that organization. Now, there are many cases similar to this that happened in China, and this is just one of the examples of how devastating discrimination in the region can be due to discrimination for hepatitis B. A little bit about the setting of our region. We were in the Hainanzhou district of Qinghai province. If you can see on the images on the right, in the dark gray is China, and the lighter gray is Qinghai, and the yellow areas that are highlighted are the six counties that we had our project in. The population that we targeted primarily consisted of the provincial CDC staff, teachers, students, and the students' families. Hainanzhou has a population of around 375 people, with a majority of that being ethnic minorities, specifically Tibetan. In the region, there is almost 64% Tibetan making up the population, with the Han ethnicity coming in second. Han is the majority ethnicity that takes up most of China. And in this region, there's only around 30% of them. Ultimately, the goals of our project was to provide free hepatitis B catch-up vaccination for 55,000 children in the 331 kindergarten elementary schools. There were two components to our project, which were education and vaccination. Education. We had two phases in our education. Phase one consisted of creating 45-minute classes, cartoon posters that the schools all put in their halls and the classrooms, and an HBV song. There's an image of the cartoon posters that we developed and kids looking at it. We developed these cartoon posters because we wanted a way to make the education of hepatitis B a fun and interesting topic for children. And with the use of cartoon posters, the children were more likely to go read it or to go find out more about it, as opposed to just a plain poster or just an informational sheet. Phase two of the project, like I said before, we wanted this project to be a sustainable project once we left. So we employed a top-down approach in which we developed materials for the CDC, and we taught the CDC and trained them. in which the CDC in turn trained the teachers, and the teachers taught the students, and the students would bring the information back to their families. We also found that we needed more of a cultural approach, so we created calendars with the image of a Potala Palace. And the Potala Palace is a very revered image in the Tibetan society. The Potala Palace was a place where the Dalai Lama grew up, and he is a very strong spiritual figurehead for the Tibetan people. And so we knew that if we had the palace on the calendar, the families wouldn't throw away the pictures. They would keep them or hang up on the wall. And in addition to the Potala Palace, we had hepatitis B general information written in Chinese and Tibetan script, so that, you know, every time they look at the calendar, they would be able to see or remind themselves about the hepatitis B information. And finally, we gave them all jade ribbon bracelets as a lasting reminder of the campaign. I'm wearing one now, actually, and it's a jade ribbon bracelet, and the kids in the picture, the two Tibetan girls holding hands, are also wearing them on their wrists. In the vaccination portion, the vaccinations were administered by local doctors and nurses under CDC supervision. A free 3-shot HPV series was given in a 6-month period, and the vaccination schedule coordinated with the school's academic calendar. We coordinated with the school's academic calendar because many of the children, due to the rural location, were children of families that were farmers or nomadic sheep herders, and during the end of the school term, the children sometimes had to go home and help the family out. And so by coordinating with the school's academic calendar, we were able to give the vaccinations early on in the school's term and ensuring a higher completion rate for this 3-shot series. Some results from the educational portion of our project. There are pre and post surveys given. The pre surveys and the post surveys consisted of 6 questions with general hepatitis B information. The topics range from prevalence in China, the modes of transmission, frequency of symptoms, means of prevention, and the number of vaccine shots needed. Pre surveys in the gray bars on the chart were given to children who were not educated prior to giving the survey. The green bars, post one surveys, were given to children that were educated by our team, and the green bars in the middle, and the blue bars on top were post surveys two, which were the surveys given to the students that were educated by the teachers whom we had educated. Overall, there was the greatest increase in improvement with the students that had been taught by the teachers. We believe this because the teachers know how to teach their students. The students are used to being taught by their teachers. And teachers can use their native languages, techniques that their students are used to make the information more clear. The 3-shot hepatitis B vaccine was administered to 54,680 students with a fantastic completion rate of 99.4%. We also found out, like I said before, that the educational and ethnic languages were needed for not only in the classroom, but also for the materials that we had developed to pass out to the kids. Like I said before, the results significantly increased when the teachers taught in their native languages and when we gave out the calendars in the Tibetan script. This pilot program inspired the expansion of the program to vaccinate 500,000 children in the remaining districts in 2007 and 2008. And we currently have a team from Asian Liver Center right now in Qinghai working on this project. And we have prepared a video that captures the essence of the Qinghai project between 2006 and 2008. And if anyone is interested, we will be displaying this video at our booth, at the Asian Liver Center booth. So please come by and take a look at it. And lastly, I'd like to thank the teachers and students of Qinghai, the Sonan family, the Chinese CDC, China Foundation for Hepatitis Prevention and Control, the team at Asian Liver Center, Zesan Foundation, and the Ping and Amy Family Foundation. Thank you.